Yesterday, we were talking about the various components which led up to the moment of worship when the Magi came into the presence of the young Christ child in Matthew 2:11. We had talked about their resolve to worship, the risk involved in their worship, both in traveling and in confronting this wicked King Herod in his capital. We talked about how they rejoiced. We might call that the rejoicing of worship, though we didn't mention that part yesterday in verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. The reward of worship. The reward of worship is Jesus himself. And there's also what we might call the rendering of worship, the actual act of worship physically. They fell down. That was a part of worship. It matters what our bodies do in worship. As a matter of fact, when we study the biblical words translated worship, so much of the time, and there's more than one word, there's some reference to the position of our actual physical bodies. There's also a rendering of worship as they emptied their treasure. You know, we don't know how many Magi there were. There could have been 2. There could have been 20. There could have been 50. We don't know. We assume, we infer that there were 3 because of the 3 gifts. But we actually don't know the number who came to that place in Bethlehem to worship him. But of course, we remember these 3 great gifts, the gold, the frankincense, and myrrh. And we suspect that there must have been great significance in the choice of those gifts. And we want to pursue that theme in asking the question, why? I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart, and we hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.